Hello. Hi. This reading is taken from John chapter 1, page 1063 in the Pew Bibles. Verses 1 to 5 and then 9 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives life to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Friends, may I invite you to bow your heads for a short prayer. Father, may the Word that became flesh become a living reality in each one of our lives, even this night and especially at this Christmas time. For Jesus' sake, amen. It's very good to have your company this evening. Thank you for participating with us in a fun and interactive carol service. A month to go and all that. I trust you have a really good time in preparing for Christmas. And finally, when it comes, that's the title for this evening, Christmas at Home. It was cold. It was really very cold. Freezing, the temperature had dropped. And I recognized the voice of someone I knew. Could you tell me your name? And your surname as well? Could you count to 10? And now could you count to 10 backwards? The voice was someone who was known to me, a highly trained, retired paratrooper. It was a night exercise. I was fine. The answers were given accurately. The questions were a diagnosis for potential hypothermia. Macho stuff and all that. As morning came, I found out that many of my colleagues after this exercise were in hospital with hypothermia. Seriously, out in the cold. I wonder what would happen. This is hypothetical, unlike that story that was true, if you left God out in the cold. So from John's Gospel, which has never been surpassed at Christmas time, a summary of the Christmas story. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. The Word became flesh, which simply means God becomes one of us. But the point for this evening, Christmas at home, or potentially, and this would be very foolish, that's a Bible word, to leave God out in the cold. So the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. Actually, the word literally means he tabernacled amongst us. He pitched his tent amongst us. He made his home with us. So Christmas at home, if you will, or you could say Christ at home. And where is Christ meant to be most at home? I think this particular line is from the estate agents. Home is where the heart is. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling, or wants to make his home amongst us. Christ is at home, or wants to be at Christmas time. Jeremy, could I have the slide, please? I was reminded of this book. Written a few years ago, it posits the question of life, clearly, without God. That's its title. What do you do if you take a baby and you educate it, you raise it, and you school it, and you allow it to live without any knowledge of God? It's an interesting read. There's all sorts of potential angst and debate and turbulence that goes on. And you're led to believe that this person wants to carry on through life without God, having been raised with no prayers, no God in the home, no carols, no Christmas, no Easter. Let's just leave him out. This is a novel. It's written to sell and to make you think. I find the conclusion haunting and very telling. May I leave it with you with a thought? I wonder what would happen if we left God out in the cold. Now here's my secret. I tell it to you with an openness of heart that I doubt I shall ever achieve again. So I pray that you're in a quiet room as you hear these words. My secret is that I need God, that I'm sick and can no longer make it alone. I need God to help me give, because I no longer seem to be capable of giving. To help me to be kind, as I no longer seem capable of kindness. To help me love, as I seem to be beyond being able to love. Probably the most cruelest, saddest, despicable thing one could do to a baby would be to leave the baby out in the cold. The picture of a baby. That is, of course, what Christmas is about. The Word becomes flesh and makes his dwelling amongst us. There was no room, as he started with his earthly parents, to pitch his tent and make his dwelling amongst us. No room in the inn. No room in our hearts. Let's leave him out in the cold. This Christmas time, Christ wants to make his home and his dwelling with us. We simply need to open our hearts. We need to invite him in. That he came is beyond question. That he wants to love you and care for you is beyond doubt. Perhaps ask someone you came with, ask a Christian minister or a Christian this Christmas time. What did it feel like for you when God came into your heart, came into the home of your life? Some people I've asked say it actually gets warmer inside. Most people I've noticed who start the Christian journey become warmer, kinder, more loving human beings. Doesn't always happen, but that's another story. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. Don't leave him out in the cold. His home is your heart and your life, where he longs to dwell. Let's pray together. Father, we even now dare to open our hearts and lives to you, the living, loving God. Come to us all those years ago as a baby. Come to us now by the power of your Spirit. Melt us and mould us, warm our hearts. We pray for those, even this day, who live without you. Grant your mercy and your grace upon us all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We now come to our final carol, Hark the